This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DWI 399 Super Trivia Spectacular!
People at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on, come on, come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. Welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The New Day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dots.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of Dem Dam Dare Americas. And I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be a super cool dude indeed, DPP. That's I'm going to give you shit the rest of the fucking show. Like I always do when we have
that's great.
Guests.
I was just
so
gonna say
we'd start off right away with a little love.
Hey, I take any love I can. The worst cold I've had in about 5 years wasn't gonna keep me from the greatest trivia show ever with this panel.
No one gives a shit that you're like sandbagging it already about trivia.
Well,
I don't feel good. Okay, Jordan, fucking whatever. All right, joining us also joining us always, as always, and the main part of the show. This show doesn't exist today. It's the DWI 399th episode, Super Trivia Spectacular. And who else is super and spectacular at trivia and a trickster and funky, phenomenal, fresh himself, AJ Belaz?
I mean, I'm feeling the love. Granted, I don't have like the flu game like freaking Dan's probably going to have here.
All right, you're going to get to talk enough today.
So
we have a lot of people here. You just be quiet.
We're
done with you. Also joining us today is a man who I work with exclusively alongside Andrew Belaz on Chairshot NFL. He may have his own new show coming out soon as well. It is none other than Ray Cash. You can follow him at It's Ray Cash. R-E-Y as Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Hi, Ray.
When we work together besides this show, I've never met you before.
Okay. I talk to him all the time. We can keep it moving.
Hi, people.
Now, what I want to do
Dan, what's up, brother?
Yeah, see, the guests always love Dan more. Shut up,
Crabbing
Dan.
Him.
Quiet.
I'm lovable.
You are.
I just love the fact that I didn't get booed this time.
What I want to do now is kick it over because I'm super excited. One of my favorite things here is I have the entire Mindless Wrestling podcast on the DWI, and to me, that is super special. I love all three of these guys, working with all three of these guys. What I want to do, though, is introduce the beautifully bearded, award-winning bearded DJ from Mindless Wrestling podcast to introduce himself and the rest of his crew.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tony, thank you for having us on here tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun. I love doing trivia with you guys. And this is officially the largest panel I've ever been on with a podcast. And I'm going to do what I do on my show and introduce the rest of my crew here, starting from the Purple Haze and Cloud Nine. Bucky's tag team partner, a man destined to go through a barbershop window. Jason, how are you, sir?
Doing well. I'm excited to be a part of this super panel. This is definitely the biggest one I've been a part of, so I hope said. I don't get lost in the trouble.
And last but never, ever, ever, ever least from the Rob the Genius podcast, he is the minister of truth, the father of facts and figures, the deacon of data. He is the official shoot bear of the Mindless Wrestling podcast and the man with the golden shovel. Mr. Rob, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. It's really sad that they're giving Ray his own show. That's just pathetic.
Wow.
Okay. So just because you said that, DJ, you need to introduce me the way you introduced me on your show.
Oh, yeah. My good man, Ray, he has the keys to the kingdom. He is the Yinty Rob's Yang and a pain in Rob's ass, Mr. Ray Cash.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
I don't know if he's just a pain in Rob's ass. Let's be real here.
Have you ever listened to the two of them on my show?
Wait, hold on. I'm nice to you, AJ. I'm going to be a pain in your brother's ass. I'm good with you.
Ray gets up on the Mindless Wrestling podcast, and between him and Rob, all hell breaks loose.
AJ, I just want you to know, I haven't played the butt chug soundbite all season on Chairshot NFL.
Yeah, but now you're gonna.
No, I didn't say I was gonna. I might on DWI next week if your brother shows up, along with Christopher Platt. Little plug. We might have a Potted's War reunion next week, DWI 400. Everybody here is also invited as well, but the main reason we're here this week, and once again, thank you, everybody, because you all have been on the show. You guys have all worked with us, and we love working with you guys. So more than anything, thank you guys, because...
And for some reason, you guys keep coming back.
It's got to be Dan. It's Dan.
I really don't know why.
They all like Dan.
Right.
Right? You all like Dan.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
They have great snacks here. It's great. I love snacks.
See, if it wasn't for Dan, I wouldn't be the third guy.
What?
What?
What did I do?
That's not even true. That's nowhere close to true.
No, it's not true. I'm fucking with you.
No.
If it wasn't for Dan, I wouldn't have my house.
It's my suggestion. You knob. All right. Well, whatever. Just because you insulted me doesn't mean I won't kick it over to you for trivia.
Wasn't for me. Yeah, I had a bad joke there.
All right, we've gone long enough here that I can take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into trivia. AJ is going to have the reins, and it's going to be a super spectacular edition of 1-2-3 Trivia. I can't wait. Right now, DWI 399 here on Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com. Always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll see you shortly.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's good to do some trivia, and it's just trivia. So I know all of you, except for Jason and Rob, know how this goes. I ask a question. I was specifically asked by Tony for some multiple point answer ones, so there are a handful of them. I'm going to ask door number 1 through 6. You pick one. We go from there. If you get the point, you get the point. If not, well, then you're just going to be Tony and think it's total BS.
Yes, that's why this is called AJ's Total BS Trivia.
Yeah, he's been doing that for about 200 episodes now.
I have
anyway.
To explain it to everybody. Everybody here has been on the show.
I don't think Jason and Rob have done trivia with me before.
I've done trivia.
Rob has. Jason, did you do trivia? You did. No, AJ wasn't here that week. You were on with me and Dan. I don't think we did trivia.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, either when I had that swing shift job.
Can I just say, though, before... Tired. I just want to say briefly, though, that was such a great show when it was me and Dan and Jason when AJ wasn't there. That was really fun.
Well, hilarious fact. Hilarious fact.
It was nice to spread my wings without my two compatriots. So.
That was a double-edged sword. One on the good side that, Jason, we do love working with you. And the other side was supposed to make fun of AJ that he wasn't there, and it was better.
See, you think that's funny? You do know my name was actually supposed to be Jason, so I'll still take that.
Whatever, guy.
You almost got it right.
Oh, DJ, I almost wish you weren't muted. You're muted. DJ, you're muted.
DJ, look at
DWI 399, where karma comes to kick you in the ass. He just gave Jason shit about it. Now he didn't understand.
God damn it. Look, it happens sometimes. What I was saying was Jason and Rob had an awesome episode. And I think, Ray, you were on there, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Jason, Rob, and Ray. I took a day off. I needed a mental health day. I had something going on. And they had an absolutely hilarious and just unintentionally funny episode. It was great. It was good stuff. And Ray, if I had been there, it wouldn't have been as good.
Ray, it's like when Patrick O'Dowd is not on Bandwagon Nerds, and we just kind of go.
Yeah. that's as bad, bad as we were that day. Yeah, boy, that show we had. Ooh.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in Patrick's office when he's listening to you guys when he is not on there. Because I know that dude is probably twisting the
best
wind.
The best thing about it is when we predict he's going to get mad. And he's like, you guys... And I know he would love to even hear me talking about it, too. Because he loves his character. And he does play into it. And he does a great job. And he's a fucking phenomenal host. But, like, he's like, you know, you guys thought I'd get mad. But that's not where I was mad. You don't even know where I was mad. Ray, is that spot on or no?
1,000%
honest. All right.
Well, where I really was mad at was here when it then proceeds.
When
to
you didn't bring up this
us.
Good point, even though.
Yeah.
All right, that was a
three full paragraphs of why we were wrong, and
that was a great commercial for the network. Now let's get to the first question before we get all back to the shenanigans, because I'm sure there's a lot more shenanigans to come.
Oh, there's probably a ton of shenanigans, but I'll give it to Rob. Door number 1, 2, 3, 1 through 6. Which one you want?
5.
Okay, yeah, I got to do everything here.
Yeah, you do.
I'm ready. I got it going on.
What current WWE superstar had the finishing move named the Benadriller?
30 seconds.
I don't know if he still does it or not. So there you go. There's the hint. It's a male wrestler. But the Benadriller, which I thought was the coolest sounding name ever.
That's awesome.
Anyone wants a visual? It was a GTS, but he did a bicycle kick instead of hitting you with a knee. Really, really popular in the other companies he was in. He has won a championship in WWE. Actually, I think he's won 2.
Oh, and I shit the bed here.
Oh, no, I got it.
All right. Let's see those answers. Ray puts down Kevin Owens. Tony says Lashley. DJ says Seth. Rob scratched out like 7 different people. I don't see what the final answer is.
I literally had nobody, so I will just say Seth Rollins and be wrong.
Okay, so Jason,
you got Rick.
Dan also said Rollins, and Rob was the only correct answer with a ricochet.
DJ just giving us a wonderful sound of crumpling paper there.
Yeah.
God, I hope you do that.
You hear a lot of that from me tonight.
Yeah, I really hope you do that every time. Okay, right. So that was door number what door? That was 5.
That was 5.
All right, so we'll cross off door number 5, and Rob's the only one with a point. So there we go.
This must be avenged. We have to fix this.
So I was right, Greg was wrong. What you're saying.
So, Jason, I'll give it to you. 1 through 6, can't pick 5.
We'll go We the One.
Door number one. Okay.
Well, this one has two answers to it.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm going to play the Jeopardy theme twice this time.
Who were the two wrestlers that had a WWE Championship match at a pay-per-view at the beginning of the show and the end of the show?
Ask the question one more time.
Who were the two wrestlers that had a WWE Championship match at the opening of the show and the ending of the show? Because the other one asked for the rematch clause, and they got it that night. It's a weird concept that you don't really see that much anymore.
It's a pay-per-view, you said, right?
It was a pay-per-view.
Okay.
And did you give us a time frame or no?
I'll give you the year 2008. Like 2007, 2008. So that kind of narrows it down to a...
Damn, DJ.
This DJ just...
Drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs? It was just a sharpie. You're all right. Next, he's going to do good old whippets.
Jesus Christ.
Ray, you feeling comfortable? Is that why you're just dancing along?
Yeah. Oh, I know the match. I know the show.
Of course he does.
Funny thing is, the title technically changed hands three times that night.
Sure did.
Because it got vacated. So Tunney, I believe, put down Hunter and Orton. Ray put down Hunter and Orton. Hunter Orton.
Works backwards. Thanks. Hey, Triple H and Cena.
Yeah, Jason had Triple H and Cena. Edge and who else? Rob. Cena, Orton and Cena. So it was Triple H and Orton.
Triple H had to defend against Umaga.
Now I got a tally up here. Who all had Triple H? Who all had 2 points? I did.
No, I did not.
Who else had 2 points? Ray had two. God damn it, DJ. Son of a bitch. You're going to get a suspension. You're going to get a suspension. Ray, you're suspended for 5 seconds. Ray, welcome back to your suspension. I hope you learned your lesson. Ray. Okay, what? Ray, you had 2 points, right?
Yeah.
DP had 2 points? Okay, who had 1 point?
I think everyone else had 1 point.
Okay, so Jason had a point. DJ had
Rob
a point.
Rob had zero, just for you to know.
That's
Rob
right. He put down Cena and...
Well, and look what you had to do. You had to give Ray bonus points so he could get ahead of me.
Why'd he get a bonus point? He just got a point.
Pathetic.
Each one was worth a point.
If it makes you feel any worse, there's one that has five answers, and I don't know if people are going to get it.
Well, here's the updated tallies, okay?
Maybe. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Okay, just because Triple H was an answer.
I do hate the game.
Pretty sure everyone hated the game. Let's be real.
All right, who's picking next? Let's go.
DJ.
Door number three.
Okay. Number three.
The odds are gone.
How many times has Shawn Michaels won a world championship?
Ooh.
I'm including WWF, E, all that. WWF, E, big gold. How many times has he won it?
30
seconds.
Since he's doing such a great job with NXT, I'm not going to lie. Thought I'd show HB Shizzle a little bit of love.
Fuck! shit.
Well, if it helps you, he only won big gold once.
I know, I knew that already.
I thought you said just big gold.
No.
I said WWE, F, and big gold.
Okay, so just write your answer down now, DP. Okay, and you got it. All right, there we go.
Four. It's actually six.
What? No one gets it.
He had the WWF
Five times? Really?
Five?
No way.
Diesel? Oh, I might be wrong here.
No, are you counting?
No way. I don't think he helped. I don't. Like, I thought he was three-time, and then he won the world heavyweight.
I might
and that
be
was
wrong.
It.
Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, come on now. I mean, look, he didn't do one of those, you know, the crowd is going to kill me, so I'm going to lose the belt in the ring, and you give it back to me in the locker room deals. He didn't do any of those, okay?
The Carlos Colon special?
Yeah, exactly.
Colon special.
He didn't do any of those, okay?
We need Ric Flair to leave Puerto Rico alive. All right. So
whoever said four, they're correct. I thought it was five. So.
All right.
So whoever said four, they get a point.
That's right.
Me fucking up and thinking he had more than usual.
All right.
It happens.
Running NXT well does not count as a title, AJ.
Sean,
Tony Khan in that nose candy doll.
Sean and Taker like have criminally small reigns.
So
it's
here,
like it's crazy.
Taker really didn't need a championship.
Sean
That's a thing.
Beat Bret at 12.
Uh-huh.
His first reign.
Diesel at 11.
He beat
or he had it in 11.
Sid. Beat Sid at the
and
Rumble.
Then Chamber.
And then
at
Chamber.
The Rumble in Texas for his second WWF title run. And then he beat Bret at Survivor Series. That was his third. And then he won in the Chamber against, you know, and then lost it to Hunter. So, okay. Everybody who wrote down four, who was that? DP, Ray, Rob,
yes.
Myself. Okay. DP, point, Ray, point, Rob, point, PC, point. Here's where we stand. Here is what's left to pick.
Jay, you and I are getting mopped.
DP,
hey, like
Ray,
I said,
and
there's one that has
PC
five
at three, Rob with two, DJ and Jason with one. Plenty of points left. More than half the points are left, I think.
Yeah. All right. So, Ray, what even number do you want?
I'm going to pick two because I'm dropping a deuce on a certain man.
We were
going to
save that for DP. Oh. Doesn't feel good. I thought that might be why.
We're trying to hold that on.
Son
there.
Of a right. bitch, Ray. You bung. Damn it. All right,
I knew I loved Ray.
All right. Another multiple answer one.
How many?
Who are the two?
Okay, play the theme twice here.
Non-WWE theme songs played for Edge. So what was the band, group, whoever, that did Edge's theme songs that weren't WWE affiliated?
What do you mean by weren't WWE affiliated? That, like, WWE didn't create?
Who are the two bands? Yeah. Who are the two bands that did Edge's theme music?
Yeah. So, you know, the original You Think You Know Me was made by Jim Johnston. That doesn't count. But we all know Metalingus isn't WWE.
So is Metalingus one of them?
That's not what he's saying. Well, he kind of just did.
I kind of gave you at least one answer.
No hints. Come on now.
He just did. Basically, it was the whether or not you knew the other one. I think everybody knows what's going on over in AEW. You got about 25 seconds.
Give him any hints. Ray's easily the second or third smartest guy in the building here. He doesn't need...
Second or third. What respect to the host of the show. Thanks, DJ. Appreciate it. And DJ, you actually know how I feel about that shoot, so you know I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
All right. If you didn't write down Alter Bridge, you should have, because AJ gave it away. But
Bridge,
what's the other
hopefully.
One?
Rob Zombie.
Metalingus by Lives It Breathes, and then was it the other side?
Other side by Alter Bridge.
Yeah, Alter Bridge. That's it.
I got one of them.
Yeah, everyone got Alter Bridge, and Rob Zombie is the other one. He did. Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Stop. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's Durango.
Number 95.
Take me to the, you don't know the words, that's okay, because it's...
We saw him at Welcome to Rockville this year. He was fucking awesome.
All right, so what do we got? Points. Everybody got at least one.
Everyone got two except for Jason and I think Rob?
Yeah, I only got one, yeah.
Okay, Jason, Rob got
one. Yeah, I got one.
All right. fours for DP, PC, and Ray. Rob hanging in there at three. DJ and Jason, two back. That's all. You're only two back.
I got 2 points on that last one there, Bubba. I should have a total of three.
Jason, you're only two back. DJ with Rob, only one back. Sorry. Jesus.
Well. I got to keep you honest, honey.
It was an accident, I swear.
Whoa.
Rip up some more paper and see how many points you have next round.
All right, let's see. Dan, 4 or 6.
4 or 6 for DP. Oh, I don't even get the pick.
One of the rare chances. The rare chances we get to go higher than three. I'm going to go with 6.
6 for DP. He wants the number 6 spot.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. And this is the one that has the 5 answers
Oh boy. There's 5 answers.
Give us a minute for this one. 30
we're
seconds.
Gonna do, yeah, no, yeah. You're not
we're
getting
gonna do,
you're getting like at least 2 minutes.
We're
at
getting,
least.
We're getting, okay. Yeah, we'll get 4 Jeopardy themes. That's 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm just happy because TNA is actually back as TNA.
Are you fucking shitting me? Go to fucking hell. You son of a bitch.
And we're getting speculations of another War Games match. So why not combine the steel cage matches? Who are the 5 wrestlers that competed in the Lethal Lockdown match for TNA?
Oh, get the fuck.
In War Games.
Wow, that's an awesome question, actually. I'll take it back. All right, ask it one more time. Just ask the question. Who are?
What 5 wrestlers competed in War Games and Lethal Lockdown?
War Games and Lethal Lockdown?
5. Yep. 5 answers.
And there's 5.
Okay, you're gonna get the Jeopardy theme 4 times. Who are the 5 wrestlers? War Games?
Should have paid attention to TNA back in the day.
Lethal Lockdown. Oh. Here we go.
You shouldn't have.
I'm out.
The TNA back in the day wasn't that bad. Come on. 07, 08 was amazing. And 09. Some young guys, maybe some old guys, probably old guys.
No fucking clue.
If you guys want a hint, think old guys.
Okay.
Think WCW, not WWE.
This is it.
Tony, you wanted some big extravagant trivia questions, so this is the one that I had.
I'm just thinking WCW guys that I can think of.
I'm gonna tank on this one.
There absolutely cannot be any new WWE guys.
as of right now, we don't know if AJ Styles is going to be in War Games this year. And then it would have been 6 with a newer person in it, but... Yep.
Oh, really?
I got nothing.
The oldest WCW.
I got nothing.
All right, so Ray puts down Sting, Flair, Steiner, Jarrett, and Nash.
Sting and Flair.
So do you want me to run down the list and everyone names off how many they got?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, then just show your list then and see what you got right. Go ahead.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Who has not won a single one of these cage matches. Sting. Kevin Nash. Diamond Dallas Page.
Damn it.
I thought the EDP may be in one. Okay.
And Scotty Steiner, because Jeff Jarrett did that stupid triple cage. Right.
I didn't think Jarrett was in one.
I got three. I got Nash. Hold on now. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna write mine down first. I got three. I have Nash, Flair, and Steiner. So, okay. What about you, DJ? I'm gonna go around my horn here. You got two.
Sting and Flair.
DJ got two. Ray got three. Sting, Flair, and Steiner. Ray with three.
Four.
Oh, and Nash.
Like the horseman, sir.
Rob, you got how many?
Three. Sting, Nash, and Flair. Three.
DB.
Good question, dude.
You got
good
four?
Good question, Jay.
Four.
And Jason?
And Sting and Flair.
Okay, Jason got two. All right. How many points for the last question, by the way, here?
One, and if there's a tie, there's a tiebreaker to it.
Oh, fucking balls. That sucks ass.
Get that question wrong for me, please.
Here's the story. Rob's in third right now with 6. DJ's in fourth with 5. And Jason is in sixth with 4. Ray and DP are tied at 8. I have 7. So if I get it right and they both get it wrong, we have a tiebreaker. If they both get it wrong and I get it wrong, they have a tiebreaker. If they both get it right, they have a tiebreaker. If one of them gets it right and one of them gets it wrong, that person is the winner. I understand the scenarios. I want to thank everybody for playing. I hope you all had a really good time. After this last question, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back, go around the horn and give everybody 30 seconds on one wrestling take they'd like to have before we get out of here. So, AJ. Oh, my goodness. We opened the show with it. Give us the final question.
All right. As we near 400 episodes of DWI, the question I'm going to ask is, who had a losing
PC
streak
Tony.
When trivia began.
Wait.
Huh?
What?
Who had a losing streak when trivia first started?
When did trivia start? We don't
Well, when I started doing trivia.
Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else.
How the fuck are we supposed to know when you got 4 people on the show?
Don't say anything else.
Well, there was only Tony and Dan.
Don't say anything else.
Man, fuck this game, bro.
I don't know the answer, Ray. Ray, I don't know the answer. DP probably knows it already.
But you know when he started, so you have an idea of the answer.
I would say think about a WWE losing streak that's been popular in the last
Can you give me the year?
What's beautiful about this? Ray, who has been with the Chairshot Radio Network for years and years and years, is up here raising all kinds of hell about he doesn't know. Meanwhile, the rest of us who are the new kids on the block are sitting here like, how the fuck are we supposed to know? I've been part of this for 13 months, bro.
You don't care anymore. It just happened. But here, this might not have been intended to be the last question. It's just the way we picked it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm going to be wholeheartedly honest. I intended this to be the last question.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. He kind of screwed you. All right, you got 30 seconds, Ray. Do you want him to ask it again? I don't know the answer.
I just want to give me an idea of the time.
In the last 2 to 4 years.
It was like... Thank you for that.
Wow. I was about to say, it's been like 2 years.
Okay, there
fuck
you go.
Fuck me, bro. I keep getting screwed out of these damn...
I told you it was either Tony or Dan.
I don't know. Who had a losing streak? Like, what do you mean?
Who had a losing streak?
Me
like,
or him?
Like, when I started doing trivia, who went on a complete losing streak until they finally won? Was it you or Dan?
Oh, So you pick one or the other, Ray.
Oh!
Wait a minute! They're gonna know because they were part of the question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. It's a 50-50 for everybody.
It's a
50-50. So here comes the paper tear.
You're giving us trivia on your show.
That's AJ. I have nothing to do with this. I don't write the question. That one would be harder, though, because there's three of you. That's harder. There's three of you. There's only two of us. I can tell you what the... I know the answer now.
Oh, by the way,
I know the answer now.
Rob's dad. Like, how the fuck would you guys know?
Should we get to know Rob better, I think.
If Jason realizes why we always say this is total BS.
Well, you guys already technically lost, I mean, so it's not like it's a big deal.
Oh, no, I want to win, sir.
Well, then you, Dan, I know that Dan... Oh, here, Ray.
Ray's trying Ray, to redeem
Ray,
himself after the
Ray,
weapon he took a few
Ray,
weeks back.
Ray, sir. Ray, Ray, look at me, Ray. Ray, look at me.
Get him.
Ray,
get him.
Look at me. If you want to go into a tiebreaker with Dan, put down two letters, not three letters.
Oh no.
What the fuck? Okay,
let's do the tiebreaker now. Yes. Just give the tiebreaker now.
Well, here's the answer. You got to answer this one first, right?
Let's just do the tiebreaker.
It's been at least 30 seconds.
Come on, Ray. Answer the question.
I'm not going to answer this bullshit-ass question.
I gave you the answer so we can have a tiebreaker.
PC. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, all
right. It's PC. Listen, to my defense, and I want to tell you something, DJ, did you not read the bottom of the board when we started?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Easy. Easy.
How come you got number four down there twice?
Perpetually
no,
complaining.
No, that's six crossed off.
Such a great name.
Oh, okay.
Complaining,
whatever. Fuck you.
Yes, it is PC.
Okay, assholes.
I think Rob copied somebody's homework.
Okay. Let's go, fucking tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
Right. Bonus question.
How long did that last? That streak. How many weeks did it last?
Wow.
I appreciate y'all.
No, he's giving you the first. No, he's on, giving dog. You the first crack.
Yeah, I'm giving you. This is lightning round because it's.
How against... the fuck? What can I go against the guy who's on the show? I abstain. Go ahead. Congratulations.
Abstain. Dan, you're wrong.
Damn.
Tunny, no, that's also wrong.
Wow.
12.
Well, Ray?
I've been bamboozled and hoodwinked and run and
Ray, you could get this if you just answer a question.
I don't want to win like this. I want to answer an actual question.
All right, fine. An actual question.
What baseball team plays in Houston and just lost in the American League Championship Series? Who lost to the Bucks in the fucking NBA Finals in 2020?
I will come to fucking Milwaukee and beat your ass. All right.
I got an actual tiebreaker question. Who was the very first sole survivor in Survivor Series?
That's a great question, and I have no fucking idea. So
you got 30. You got 30 seconds to write down an answer.
This loss.
You got 30 seconds to write down an answer.
I'm just gonna say this. I don't think Ray or Dan saw it, but Rob did get the answer right.
Oh, fancy! I didn't look.
Yeah, because Rob was 35 when that happened.
Okay.
One of two answers.
Holy shit.
35. Okay.
DJ, you gotta tell me when you have Ray on Mindless. Cause I want all of the smoke. This is hilarious.
Oh, no, these two on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast is a fucking laugh riot.
What the hell?
Fuck.
Okay.
All right. So who's the sole survivor?
Wrong, Ray.
Dan wins.
Dan wins.
Because it was Andre.
I wasn't even thought of when this shit happened, bro.
Neither was I. Ray, yeah, you forget I'm the baby at Chair Shot.
No excuses, Ray.
I can, like, so see,
I can take this loss like a win, like a man. I can take this because I lost.
Yeah, you're doing that right now. That
Jordan buzzer beater in the flu shot game right there.
Hey.
Nailed it.
Dan. Congratulations.
Don't do that. That's
sportsmanship.
Take the sportsmanship and stuff it in a sack.
Hey.
This is your boy, Kitty Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming on and having a good time with us for trivia. Great job, AJ. Thank you all for participating. Thank you all for coming on. You're all welcome back next week. DWI 400, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a loose preview of Crown Jewel and basically just have everybody we love on the show. Chris Platt and Andrew Belaz have told me they will be there. So if you loved Pot is War, you will have a Pot is War reunion there. And I'm really hoping everybody that was here today is there. I'd love to see Dave and Patrick and Greg as well. We'll see who we can all get. We'll see all shows up. But nonetheless, even if you can't make it next week, thank you guys for being here this week. Let's get out of here with everybody telling everybody where they can find themselves. And before you do that, give us like your best 15 to 30 second take. I want to start with DJ so he can, let everybody know where they can find Jason. I think he just had to check out for a couple minutes.
Jason, you can hear him with Rob and I on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, part of the Chairshot Radio Network. You can hear us on Saturdays. We're actually set to record this week's episode as soon as we're done here. You can find me on Twitter at The Mindless Pod. You can find Jason at Jedi Fett.
Give us your scathing 15 to 30 second take in wrestling.
A lot of people a couple of weeks ago would not have survived the Monday Night War, given the fact that they were complaining about NXT bringing in WWE's hottest and biggest talent names, and then complaining about it when AEW had to go head-to-head. You wussies would not have survived the Monday Night War.
Wow, you got a lot of dings. Ray. Hi, buddy. Thanks for coming on today.
Sure. Yes. Yes. Invite
me on. Ray thinks that he has Stockholm syndrome. He thinks I've kidnapped him and that I've just like brainwashed him into sticking around.
That's pretty true. That's fine. Pretty true.
If you want to keep thinking that, as long as you keep showing up.
America. I have a safe word, so just know when I say it, it means come get me.
The safe word is yeah, I'll be there.
And my safe word is anything I fucking say. Yeah. my hot take is, who whooped Trick? Best thing going right now. And it's not Mello.
It's not Mello.
Oh, but someone did it for the champ. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Someone did it for Mello, but it wasn't Mello. And I guess you can find me on Tumblr at Naya's Fine Ass Knees.
And it's Ray Cash. R-E-Y is mysterious. C-A-S-H and dollar signs.
That exists too. If you want to, use
it. Or you can find him on the more popular site, canklesofnaya.org.
What? Fine Ass Knees, baby.
What?
Naya's Fine Ass Knees.
Okay.
How do you think? Oh, I'm not even going to go there. If this pot is war, I would ask you how you think the bend behind the knee feels, but we're not going to go there.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Pot is war, so don't answer that.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't even mention it because this isn't pot is war. So, like, I'm just telling you what I wouldn't do.
Well, if you get the right angle, you know, you better.
Rob, how'd you like to follow? Rob, follow that, Rob.
Okay. Well, I'm going to piggyback on DJ's point. And just
oh, boy. Oh, I thought you were going to piggyback on Ray's point. That would have been more fun.
No.
Piggyback on them knees.
Right. Okay.
Wow. I love you. He had to verbally gather himself. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, to piggyback on DJ's point, Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, you three guys are a bunch of pussies.
No one cares what you say now. You went, oh, okay.
And also, I'd like to make a song dedication to Ray Cash.
Uh-oh, what is it? Can I find it?
Called Far Away, So Close.
Bitch, you were last. What are you talking about? I lost because I was born in 88. What the fuck are we talking about? You were born in 1945. What are we doing?
Wow.
Oh, so I'm your daddy, basically, right? That's what you're saying?
I mean, you're old enough to be.
Okay, well, there's
I
a possibility.
I don't know my daddy, but I'm glad we met.
There's a possibility.
Wait, you're adding that to the intro now.
DJ, you're going to love this. There's a possibility this conversation could continue for you tomorrow morning here on Chairshot Radio Network if Ray decides to jump on even just briefly to...
Absolutely. This is going to be like one of the first times we have a sequel show that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I'm down. AJ.
Part one and part two.
AJ, great job today. Thank you, my friend. You did wonderful. Your talent is always appreciated here, and just best know that it was my idea, and Dan already had felt it in his heart to bring you on to the DWI podcast.
See, I appreciate that, and then you go to put me over, and then you still somehow have the fucking championship after that. I don't know how. Anyway, you can follow me all over the social media interwebs at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. I don't know if this is technically piggybacking or not because of that whole AEW stuff, but go watch NXT because it is cooking. Sean knows what he's doing running that show.
It's the best wrestling show on TV right now.
I'm not going to lie. I think that Melo did do it on trick just to run back the 0-2 rivalry with Triple H and Shawn Michaels, just to make that a little bit of a little hint.
Melo's behind it. He just didn't do it.
I would love that personally. I'm not going to lie. I think that's possible. I don't know. You know where you could possibly find some of these opinions and whatnot? Chairshot.com, because we're not podcast galore. We're also articles galore. Sports, entertainment. We got it all on the Chairshot.com.
Look at that.
We're also an audio old folks home for good people like Rob.
God, what the Rob? Did you piss in his Cheerios? What the fuck?
We're normally not this bad, for the record. This we're putting off.
No. They're this bad on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. It gets downright brutal over there, my friends.
Jesus,
I love
it. I got something. I don't know if you'll be able to see this on camera, but this is. But here you go, courtesy of the 14-time women's champion.
Yeah, hey, we just see the champ. We don't see the text.
Reminded me, what did she do? What did she do Friday?
We can't see it.
What happened to her Friday?
She lost, but she is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Oh, she lost.
DP, where can everybody find you and this show? We got a little thing happening next week. No big deal.
About 400?
Yeah, whatever.
It's another. It's another number.
Yeah.
If you want to listen, if you feel like following, that's fine. You can follow us at Podcast DWI on the Twix and Facebook.com/DWI podcast and myself all over the worldwide social media interwebs. That it's me, DPP. It's only 400.
I mean, the 100 episodes from now, I think we'll have a bigger deal, but yeah, it's no big deal.
I'll be all right.
DWI 400 pot is war.
I hope so. Well, it should be everybody. I want everybody to come on. It'd just be fun. It'd be the nine-year anniversary as well. So follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you check out everything Chairshot Radio Network because, you know, we got sports entertainment every single day, new content. Thanks for listening. You better tune in next week.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
Where's that come from?
TheChairShot.com.
What?
Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.